The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the best circle jerk in the annals of history. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend, Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me this week, finally back in his rightful place, we've got Nick Ramirez,
hey.
Rod Co-Pilot. And here in the studio, we've got some young boys. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Have you heard of elephants?
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hoo-ah! So how you doing?
The band's called Elephants?
No.
No.
Heard of elephants?
Question mark?
Yeah.
E-A-R-D.
Right.
Or H-A-R-D.
Uh-huh, wordplay.
That's funny.
Heard. H-R-R-R-D.
It's actually heard D.
Heart of elephants? A heart of elephants is coming over the rise, laddies. Get your muskets.
We're heart of elephants. We are.
Heard four elephants.
Tis the pirates from Carthage. Tis the pirates from Carthage with their elephant ships.
Boy band side project.
Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the band. They're jumping right in. Let's start with you, mouthy man there. Good friend of ours and one of the hosts of the open mic night at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. We got Johnny.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, Johnny?
Doing well.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah. And then to his side, we'll continue with a Nordic man, Lars.
Yes, Lars.
Like, R is built into your name.
On Mike, yeah. Lars.
Lars.
It's not right if you don't do like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, Lars. Lars. Lars.
It's good.
Do you ever dream of axes? And wielding them.
All the time. Okay. Yeah, no, a day doesn't go by when I don't think about
excellent.
That.
And now, to confuse everybody, these guys play guitar, so they're like legitimate musicians. Coming up next, we have two Matts who are the secondary musicians in the band. One plays banjo and the other plays drums.
Right, we did it, man. We finally did it.
Banjo Matt.
Banjo Matt.
Hi.
Hi, Banjo Matt.
I'm Banjo Matt. It's nice to meet you.
I really don't think less of you, but in the ranking of instruments and cool factor, you know, banjo is not far off of mime.
Or kazoo.
Okay,
yeah.
I genuinely, sincerely love mime and kazoo. So I guess it fits.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm a hit at parties. It's really good. He's got a spicy
Marcus,
kazoo
our mime,
on him.
In the other car. In his case, we were planning on bringing him instead of the banjo.
He's down there in the box miming, get me out of this box. But you can't hear him.
He's a really good mime, dude.
He's fully committed. And then downstairs in the dungeon, we have drummer Matt.
What's going on?
Bad Matt. Matt Bad?
Matt Bad, that's me.
Is that literally your last name, Bad?
No, but you wouldn't be able to pronounce my last name if you read it.
Excellent. Well, how do you... you don't have
it's Mixipulitz.
Mr. Mixiplick! Yeah.
Don't say it backwards. He won't be able to play the drums anymore.
Matt Bad's easy, you know.
He'll just be able to play like the Glockenspiel. No drums.
That's a step in the wrong direction for me, man. I can't do that shit. No tones, no notes, you know. Just bashing. Just
hitting. Yeah. Hitting things hard.
That's
lots of hitting.
So, is there a special lady in your life, Matt?
Me?
Are we going right into domestic abuse?
Really?
Honey, there's no tone.
No,
just
these are just coincidental questions. Coincidental. Yeah. So that's what I meant. Hey, welcome to the show, guys. Heard of elephants. You have a quirky name. You're a quirky bunch of individuals from about town. This is not your first band, is it?
No.
We've done some things.
Are you like a super group?
That's ridiculous.
Well, no, they'll say they're not. I would say they are.
The cheerleader of the band.
Yeah.
What bands do you
John
guys?
Boy.
Other bands do you come from around town?
Love Like West?
Yeah, Love. I did.
Guest of the show.
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, right on.
At the old house.
Yeah.
It's a long time. I'm sorry. I forgot.
No, it's okay. You were actually, you were gone that day.
And see?
And your hair was much shorter.
Yeah, it was like, not bald. I did the.
You had a close crop. Yeah, you had a little fade going on.
No, but I think a good, like, 12% of the show is us talking about how you're in San Francisco, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh, for the movie thing.
Yeah, for the
movie.
Oh,
right. That was the, what? Yeah, yeah.
Shit, that was a while ago.
So, yeah.
But yeah,
well, that's why I don't remember you.
No, yeah.
Because I hadn't met you yet.
It's a good reason. And then so I did that for a while. And then I also do like my own little singer-songwriter thing too. And that's what I was focused on. I didn't think I was going to get another band, but sure enough, I saw them and one thing led to another.
And then you made a deal at a crossroads and all your fingers were on fire. And by deal at a crossroads, we're not talking about with the devil. It's another circle jerk.
Cross hands. Like
Lars or Matt?
Cross stick. Cross.
What other bands were you guys in?
I was in two other bands before this. Sages Fire, which was like a progressive folk band. And then before that, I was in an electric group with actually both projects before this. I was with Matt and Matt as well.
Mm. So you guys have glommed on Jonathan's talent here.
Yeah.
Like a Parasite. Is that good or bad for me?
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
How do you like Parasites?
Oh, are they?
Do you suffer tapeworms? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. They're all wonderful musicians in their own right.
Wait, what, bruh? Nah.
If any of them ask if they can crash on your couch for a few days, say no.
It's okay. I can sleep on the floor.
See, that's the answer you'll get.
You guys are very welcome on. We only have two couches, but so one of you is going to have to sleep on the floor unanimously. But
oh, I got a tent, homie.
He pitches a tent every time you walk in a room, hey. Hey. Da,
da, da, da. Hashtag new bands.
There you go.
No, yeah, the another band before that was Dorian Gray, and it was like a. I don't know. I guess if like, Tool and Rage Against the Machine had a child, it was kind of like art of that rock. Sound or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
Dude, you name something Dorian Gray, you're art rock. I don't hella. Care what you no, think hella. You're doing.
Bust out the LSD and we're good.
Nice.
Sounds like our kind of band. Nice. Have you guys been enjoying the weather? In Reno the last couple weeks. Isn't it great? I'm trying to segue to something else to just roll with me here.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
the weather has been wonderful.
Wait, yeah, Nick. I mean, how about you, Nick? Have you enjoyed the weather?
I have, yes.
What have you been doing with yourself, friend?
Oh, God. Work all day. And then when I get off on the weekends, like I went and saw that American Idiot at the TMCC Friday. That
excellent.
It was really
how
good
was that?
Fun.
Nice.
It was cool. You know, I had no idea what the
what
opera was about, but
explain it to me.
Well, it's pretty much like this group of kids sing the songs from the first record, from the American Idiot record, some
right.
songs from the one after that, and then they piece together this story about these three dudes. It's a little thin on character development and plot, but it was okay. Fucking fun to see a live band. Mason Frey, friend of the show, was playing.
Oh, exactly. Yes, yeah, he was in the band. I saw some pictures of him from the rock band.
That was
kind of
cool to see my buddy doing something hard. It'd be hard to do an hour and a half of a
full production playing music. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, man. What I really want to do is see it the very last day they do it, because I think it's going to be far better than going on the very first.
Do you know
night,
how long it's
going to
run?
Did, so, I think two more weeks or something there,
okay.
And that's next
and that's
door
it.
To that Albertsons on Keystone.
Yeah, it's a TMCC
or, I mean,
theater.
Save Mart now. Sorry, that's showing how old I am.
The TMCC Black Box Theater.
Yeah. So hey, Rick Bullis, good job, the director, my friend Rick, who
nice.
Directed it.
Very cool.
Wait, this Rick directed it? Or?
No, different Rick.
Different Rick. Okay.
There are two Ricks, and neither one of them directed that.
Right, the third Rick we're talking about is just a friend who's elsewhere tonight. He's not here on the podcast. Well,
myself, I had the opportunity to go check out some musical theater as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, on Sunday, I went to Nightingale Hall and got to see The Big Bonanza, world premiere of a brand new opera about the Comstock Lode. And the end of the first act ends with the death of Julius C. Bulett, and the beginning of the second act begins with the hanging of her suspected murderer.
Dude, that's so weird, because right now I'm reading a journal from a guy back in those days who was a newspaper man, and I just read the part where he's talking about Julius C. Bulett being killed.
What's his name? Is it Dan DeQuille?
No, Dan DeQuille is one of his best friends.
Okay, yeah. Dan DeQuille is the main character of this opera.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes.
This is the story of Alfred Doden, and he's constantly talking about Dan DeQuille as his best friend and how drunk he is all the time.
Right, and that was because that was after Julia died, and he was all bummed out about it. And
he was drunk before Julia died.
True that. He had left
He
had left his wife and family in
he's
Iowa.
He's the guy that covers for Dan constantly. Like he's like had to take over Dan's job at the newspaper today again because Dan's so fucking drunk he can't see straight.
They were all also friends with one Sam Clemens.
Yes, I read the part where he fucking first meets Sam. He's all, met a fellow named Sam Clemens. Well,
and
goes
by the way,
name of Mark Twain.
Dan DeQuille, DanDeQuille, right? Dan DeQuille.
I think so, and I've got a picture of it.
However, say it. Dandy Quill.
Dandy Quill.
Oh, my God.
Dandy Quill.
He's a foppish dandy just like you.
No, but like Mark Twain. Like Mark Twain being the, it sounds like it's a name, Mark Twain. No, it's a call for 20 feet deep in a river.
I can't believe
Mark
I never
Twain,
thought of that.
Dan DeQuille is Dandy Quill. He's
Dandy
a foppish
Quill,
writer.
A foppish writer. What a...
But it's a it's a really cool writer's name for in the 1880s or you know.
Robert Arrow and Twain, and then it's like Mark. Okay, and
yeah. Yes, Mark Twain,
Mark Twain.
10 feet, 20 feet, because you got a rope going over the side of the boat, letting you know how deep it is underneath your boat on a river, and it has little knots every 10 feet. Mark Twain.
Wouldn't
and that's 20
wouldn't the
feet
rope
deep.
Be like? If you're, unless you're perfectly straight on the river, won't the rope be at an angle? So
it's weighted.
Oh, it's weighted?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That makes sense.
This is an old riverboat thing.
Putting soft rope in it.
And that's where Mark Twain got, Samuel Clemens got the name Mark
this
Twain.
This river's really deep.
Like, what, man?
People would call out, Mark Twain! He just thought, Mark Twain, hey, that's a cool stage name. That's a cool pseudonym.
I'm glad old timey riverboat captains thought.
I never knew that, Roy.
Dandy Quill. Thanks.
And Dandy
Holy
Quill.
Shit. I've read his name 600 times in
and
this
his
book.
Name is like William. I forget his last name.
Shakespeare.
William Wallace. No. No, it's William something or other. He was kind of a big loser. And the opera is about him being a big loser. It really is.
I had no idea. Dude, I'm totally reading about the same guy. Dude,
and I got to go see this world
premiere.
How long
was it?
At Piper's on the 2nd, there was a showing of some of the songs at the old opera house up there in V.C. Because the entire setting, 90% of the setting is Virginia City.
Uh-huh.
And it's in the old Union Hall,
uh-huh.
Or it's in the Nevada Club. You know, scenes are literally set there, and John McKay's Mackey's one of the characters.
I wonder what they're basing all their shit off of.
Well, this gal evidently researched it for a couple of decades and wrote the music, and this other guy was the librettist who wrote all the words and songs. And
how long was the play?
Did a okay 2 hours. It wasn't a play. This is a full-on legit opera.
Gotcha.
It was pretty cool. It was interesting. There were only two showings, Saturday and Sunday, and I got to see it. And it was took Riku and the Diana, and we all had a wonderful time at the opera. It was interesting.
Did you explain
cool.
to her who Julia Bulett was?
She didn't ask.
Bulett. Fuck that. Julia Bulett.
Bulett. Julia C. Bulett.
Yeah.
It did really come up, but it was kind of implied. Riga was just shocked that she was strangled to death by good friend of the show, Michael Jackson, playing the villain, John Matton.
Oh, yeah. He was on the show.
Yeah.
When's this play set?
It is set in the 1860s and 1880s.
That's exactly where I'm at. I'm
no, our good friend. Do you guys know Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
He plays the villain. He has this little aria, this just solo in the middle of the show, and then is dragged off stage and hung.
That is exactly where I'm at in the book. She's just been killed, but it hasn't gotten to his hanging yet.
Yeah, yeah, that's where this is exactly where the book, that's the end of the first act, beginning of the second.
Alfred Doten, the guy that the journals that I'm reading, they seem so reasonable, and he seems so reasonable and modern a lot of times, and then all of a sudden he'll say something like, assisted a doctor today who cut off the 2 inches of an Irishman's penis because he had the pox.
God.
And I was like, and then you're like, oh, I guess it was olden days.
And I guess all Irishmen are hung like thumbs.
Well, no.
How they do that in the opera?
The pox sucked.
Yeah, that was not in the opera. For all the brothers listening out there, early in Act One, at one point, a character comes across limping, stumbling across the stage with a little bit of a hiccup, speaking in high and grand eloquent verbiage pronouncing all pronouncements upon all things mundane and extracurricular as he walked down the street and was wearing a red shirt.
Nice.
And it was just a non sequitur in the middle of the show. It being an opera, I held myself back from yelling out satisfactory at that moment. But a big satisfactory for the clampers getting a nod in an opera.
It's the opera.
Throwing that out there.
Somebody yells, fuck the humbug! The fucking opera?
In 1866, the guy goes to a fucking church function. A church function
the
for
church
Christmas.
That burned down.
For Christmas. And he's at the church function and they give out little presents. Santa shows up and gives out presents to all the people there. And he opens up his present and he describes it. And he says, it's a little N-word doll with a noose around its neck and a sign that says, set free or something like that. And he said, isn't that clever and funny? And then just moves on with his next story. And I thought, they gave that out at the Christmas bazaar
Santa.
To all the kids.
Santa. Yeah.
Here you go, little Jimmy. Here you go, little Johnny. Here's a little N-word doll.
Oh, with Christmas.
Don't play with the Chinaman.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, wow. And it just gets brushed. So you're thinking, oh, they're all normal. They're just like us. Then you go, oh, no, they weren't.
By the way, those little statuettes, quite collectible and valuable these days.
Yeah, nowadays.
Right. Frankly, actually, they really are as a bit of history. I know quite a lot of women in the South that collect, who educated women in the South who collect them.
Shit's dope.
Yeah.
Riku loves it.
All right. Let's cleanse the palate and have a little music.
Yeah.
I may need a namaste before they start, though.
I think you're right. I think this is totally
can we get a namaste? We have a namaste.
Namaste.
And we've been horrible the last
namaste.
Few months.
Namaste.
Just like two or three here.
But now we're all good. We're clean
namastizzle.
Now.
Namastizzle.
Yeah, that's what I needed.
What is namastizzle?
Wow. Well, it's the same thing as a golden shower, honey. What's a golden shower?
Oh, you got to give me more time than that. No.
It's the same thing as...
Golden shower action? Instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
That's right, sweetie.
So don't forget.
You believe that.
Anybody wants that? If you want further information, see me after the show.
Yeah, now they get the joke.
All right. Herd of elephants. Or, I mean, it's herd of elephants?
Nice.
All right. What's the name of the song?
It's Time to Breathe.
It's time to breathe.
Yeah, I'm breathing fine, but what's the name of the song?
It's Time to Breathe, Rory. Everyone just breathe. We're going to do yoga instead of a song right,
right
now. Just breathe in, breathe out. Thank you.
band.
Yeah.
That was
cool.
That's all smooth.
Loving the banjo.
Like that's like smooth folk, like to like make out with a chick on a porch couch. With Pabst.
It's like funky.
Yeah. It's cool. But no, smooth.
Smooth, yeah.
I like it.
You could dance to that, you know? I mean, like sometimes, like, you know, bluegrass.
You
do some
to
weird
that.
Like, kind of dance, but like that, you could like groove with a chick dance, you know? Or a dude, that's Rick.
Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
I don't discriminate.
Yeah, well, you just were, man, using those terms.
Well, with whoever you're dancing with is what I meant.
Trust a fucking spick.
How dare you?
Top shelf.
How dare you? Gypsy. I'm going to collect your gypsy tears.
Tinker. Is Irish. You could call me a
Are
tinker.
You Irish?
A tinker?
Yeah.
What is that?
Gypsy.
That's an Irish gypsy.
Irish, but yeah, no, the old Irish term for
I'll just call you Tink.
The gypsy tribes.
Not
was
a pikey?
I don't give a tinker's cuss because tinkers were
a tinker's
foul.
Damn.
Don't
their,
give a tinker's cuss. I'll smack
yeah,
you in twain, you dilly handy man.
Dilly.
Wow.
Dilly handy. Handyman? I
do not need a handy daily
dandy
from you, my friend. Thank you for the offer.
Daily gram.
Rick is accepting Dandy applications after
Day
the
quill.
Show.
Oh, yeah. I need that.
Dandy Dayquil.
Dandy oh, Handygram. Daily Dandy Handygram.
That was my old DJ name when I was Dandy Dayquil in the morning. Remember?
DJ Dandy Dayquil.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Dandy Dayquil. Counting down the top 40 for you here.
Yeah, playing the hits. Right.
Coming at you with
herd
of elephants.
We got the traffic on the 10s and the weather on the 20s. Keep on listening all day long.
And if you can't hear the show,
please contact our program director at 555-55 fuck you. Oh, boy.
Right.
That never gets old.
555 pee pee doo doo.
Wait, say that again. I'm putting it in my phone. So you guys have been playing around for just a few months, correct?
Yeah.
Sexually.
Yeah, I meant sexually, not as a band. Like, as a group, you've been experimenting for longer than that, correct?
Oh, years.
Years.
Absolutely.
Sexually.
The music was a way to spice things up, you know?
Sexually.
Well, you need to bond with your fellow musicians for sure. You know, it's got to feel like a family. If you're playing with strangers, no matter how good they are, sometimes it's
yeah, I mean, always
a
makes
guitarist,
me wear
banjo
a
player,
skirt.
And a drummer. I mean, we're always used to playing with sticks and necks, so like.
Long All right.
And rims. Don't forget rims.
Oh, yeah.
Fingering. Lots of fingering.
Oh, hella.
Drummer gives the best rim jobs.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, who said that?
Going down.
All right. Well, these guys like to have fun. Do we want another song, or do you want to get into the thing?
Oh, do more music. That was rad.
Yeah, let's have another song. Yeah. We'll get to the
make
thing.
Make sure I'm in tune this time. That was terrible.
Then we can show him my big thing that I show everybody.
Sound master, master of the sound.
Yeah.
Can I get, can you turn on the vocals a little bit in my monitor?
Turn
my
down what?
The vocals.
Who are you? Where am I?
Guitar guy.
Lars guitar.
Guitar guy who doesn't sing.
Lars.
Yeah. Is it okay if we drop the vocals a little bit?
Yeah,
guitar
totally.
Guy who sings?
Oh, right,
didn't you
right.
feel like, didn't you feel like, God, I'm sorry I asked for that because it's fucking way loud enough, right?
No, that, oh, me? Oh, yeah. I don't, no, I'm cool.
Peeling back
I have,
the
I have to be
curtain.
I mean, I feel like I was just kind of screaming in everybody's ear for
like an onion
a minute.
Right.
That's
and now
continue.
And now guitar guy who doesn't sing, now you know what he wishes he could hear all the time.
Yeah.
More me.
Lars, it's me. That's what I want to hear. Nah, I don't care. Okay.
And drums.
What's next?
Yeah, just give me some drums, baby.
Right. I think we got the funk tune next?
Yeah, you want to do the funk tune next? Ooh. Yeah, you want to save that one for later. Oops.
Oop.
We can do that
one.
I was
see, I thought that last one was funky, but that's not even the funk tune.
This yeah. is a funk attractive.
Unless.
No.
Right unless I'm the name is ironic.
My parts.
Yeah. That's true.
One, two, three, four.
This wave's intoxicating, vibrating at the block. I find it invigorating. Stop, stop, stop.
I just gotta get out there. It's just that I just want. Girl, I gotta say, it's not you, it's me. Girl, it's just the beat. I don't know. Damn. Love that we're masticating, getting down on what is not. I find it invigorating, giving you, girl, what you got. No stop rush, no hesitating.
That was totally fucking weird.
Yeah, you guys need to make a CD of that kind of shit so I can have it as my soundtrack at all my barbecues this year.
That's dope. Jesus. It's like Tower of Power went bluegrass or some shit.
Yeah.
That was dope. You guys ever play with horn players or anything?
Hey man, we're looking for a tuba player
right now. Yeah, tuba.
Washboard?
No, yeah. Tuba.
Oh.
You know,
it's not even close to the same thing.
You know, when a tuba player with washboard abs?
Yes.
Rick wants that. Yeah.
Might see some naked college chicks.
If you're a tuba player,
Chewy says inappropriate things all the time.
So, what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
Well, not being on this show would be a good start.
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Chewy.
Chewbacca. I miss that guy.
Come I know, when's he coming
Chewy.
Back?
The last two times he's come back, we, for one reason or another, did not have
shit.
A show.
God damn it.
So he's annoyed. He's never coming back. He's taking his microphone and running to Canada.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, girl.
Which happens to me, Rick's microphone, so you might want to watch out, Rick.
And by that, he's just not going to call us. No.
Nah, he'll be here.
He'll be back. He'll be back again soon.
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
Well, most of us don't, unless you're into squirting, because that's
I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Mostly pee. Yeah.
He's got a lot of different hobbies. Yeah, he's into a lot of crazy shit.
Totally is.
Yeah. Freebasing with gays? Dude.
Don't knock until you try it.
The next band name.
Freebasing with lecherous gays.
Lecherous.
Lecherous.
Hey, I'm going to kind of be a diva for a second here, and I'm sorry, but is there any way I could get some water?
Interns!
Thank you.
There is the shortest intern, and there is Evil Rick. Fake Rick.
So what happens if they work outside the company? Are they externs then? If they like only do stuff?
Only if they have Audi belly buttons.
If they have Audi belly buttons?
Then they're externs.
Neither of them have been relegated to the outdoors, yet you have given me a great idea for future punishments for infractions.
Interns become externs.
Turning them into externs for a probationary period where they have to stay outside the whole time.
You can only,
regardless
you can only
of
from
the
outside
weather.
The house.
Yeah.
Sorry. Please don't spit my water.
It's okay. There's two of them. One of them heard what you said. The other one didn't, because he went to get it.
I'll take that coin flip. I'm down. Dude, thank you so much, man.
So, do you know what we've been talking about? Awesome. Oh, fake Rick has no idea.
Excellent.
He did not spit near
you,
water, probably.
You.
Probably.
You never know.
Check for floater.
Do you see a floater in there?
He might just do it because he's that kind of dick and he's been getting away with it for years. I don't know.
I don't know.
How
probably
does it taste?
Add some...
Tastes like tap, or
tension.
Is there a little something else?
Tap and loogie, just a little bit?
Yeah.
Some loogie
tap
water?
No, I don't know. It tastes like
bro, this is Nevada. There's always something
else.
Are
you guys playing out soon?
Yeah, we got a show on the 16th at Studio on 4th.
Like your mom.
So that's this coming weekend, eh?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
We're also playing in Virginia City on the 23rd.
Oh, where?
I can't remember the name of the pub. I think it's not the Buck of the Blood. It's the one next door to it.
Ah. Just walk around until you hear folky shit that's rocking.
Funky bluegrass.
Something like that. Yeah, do that. There's a shit ton of stuff going on. It's like some paranormal weekend or something.
The season is just getting started where it's just weekend event after another.
Right. So we're glad to be a part of that. And then we're doing Earth Day on the 24th at 1 o'clock.
All right.
Welcome to Earth Day. Will Smith is making a special appearance.
Earth Day this summer.
You know, there's going to be a gun show with lasers and gas.
In the most anticipated thriller of the year.
Cool. You know what happens when Earth Day's done? You get After Earth Day with Will Smith.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Wow.
Yeah.
You've just been waiting for somebody to mention
for like
6 years. It's been a long journey, but I'm
Taz's probably... kid in it, too, right?
Yeah.
Jaden,
yeah, not Willow. Because there's Jaden, because it's Jada Pinkett Smith, and then the girl's Willow, and he's Will Smith in there.
Right. So it's they cross.
The flippy.
Because they're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Narcissistic.
God, just like Sandy Quill, I never got that.
Somebody I think has pulled that kid aside and said, quit tweeting this shit.
You sound like a douchebag. You'll understand when you're 40.
No, it's not even that he sounds like a douchebag. It's just...
Have you read what he writes?
It's incoherent.
He totally sounds like a douchebag.
It's incoherent. Well, it sounds like he read something very smart.
We're very smart, me and my sister.
It sounds like he read something maybe in a Scientology book.
Ooh. Well,
that
don't get
so
them on
obtuse.
Our ass.
Oh, wait. Yeah. No, we like them. They're great. Don't listen to our show.
Yeah. For all you Scientologists listening to our show out there, we apologize.
Don't have us killed.
Yeah. Please don't tell Tom Cruise on us. And he quit, though.
He'll take my baby.
I don't know.
I think he tried to, and they, like, broke his kneecaps or something. Not literally.
That's why he's short.
That's why. You know, official report, that has been the reason Tom Cruise was short all this time.
Trippy.
For only that reason.
Trippy.
Do you guys have a website or a Facebook page where people can connect with you in real time in the interspace?
A connection? What? What's that?
Reach out and digitally touch your private soul parts.
Oh, man, that sounds scary.
We
have a Facebook.
Careful of viruses out there.
We don't have a website yet, but we're kind of working on it.
Yeah, that's whole... whole branding. Like,
not sure if you're that serious about the band yet, eh?
Well, no, I kind of know how to do it. And does anyone else know how to do it or want to do it or anything?
Sexually.
Yeah.
I can give you my card. I charge an hourly rate.
For websites?
Yeah.
How fast do you get it done?
We'll talk after.
Straight to business. I like your style, Johnny.
Yeah. Well, what's the hourly going to cost me, and how many hours are we looking at there, kid?
Speaking of the business, it's time to give them the business.
All Rick?
Right. As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's now time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you, the contestants of the show here, a number of strange, awkward, and possibly revealing questions about yourselves. And then judge you while I score you. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a real resounding vote of confidence. I'm happy to hear it.
Woo.
John, we're going to start with you. You've been on the show before. Hopefully some of these questions have changed in the interim.
Hope not. I did really shitty last time.
I lost my pen, Nick.
No!
Cancel
the show!
Nick, can you reach between my legs and pull out that skinny hard thing?
I got it.
No. That's the hard one.
That doesn't feel
that
like
one.
A pen. Here's your pen. Here's your pen. Is
kielbasa sausage, right?
It's like his penis.
I am so glad I'm downstairs right now.
All right. So, John, how many books do you own?
8 more as of today. But
round in the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100?
Like 70?
70 books? All right. What was the last one you read?
Writing Better Lyrics by Pat Robertson. Well, I'm still reading it.
Pat Robertson.
We all freaked out. It was because Pat Robertson, like the evangelist.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is how you write better lyrics to Jesus.
I make sure you send me a royalty check.
Yeah, actually, I have something I want to talk to you about.
Lars, how many books do you own? Same rounding thing. 5, 10, 50, or 100?
I think around, like, probably 80, 85.
And when was the last, what was the last one you read?
Taz. It's a book about basically, like, anarchism, organizations within anarchism.
Of course it is.
Yep.
Banjo Matt, BM for short.
Thank you.
You're the
it's fitting.
You're the shit, man.
Thank you. How many books do I own?
Yes, how many books do you own, sir?
It just changed because I just got rid of a bunch for going on the road.
So average, 5, 10, 50, 100, what do you have in your possession currently?
Before I gave them away.
No, what do you own today?
Yeah,
today,
that's not
right
the question.
Now? Okay.
Today, right now.
Harsh.
Probably like 100.
Okay. And what was the last one you read?
The Devils by Dostoevsky.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ.
Heady stuff there. Hence the beard. Bad Matt. Matt Bad.
Yo.
How many books MB. Do you own?
We don't expect a lot from drummers.
Playboy magazine does count as a book.
Currently, like probably, I don't know, 5, maybe 6. And half of them are music books.
Yeah. Like
can I go?
Answered like a drummer, sir.
Sorry.
what's the last one you read?
And what was the last thing you read? Yeah.
The Tao Te Ching.
That is a quick read, though.
It is, yeah. No,
did you just breeze through it, or did you absorb a lot of
it? I try to breathe. I try to read it as much as possible.
You're supposed to, like, read a paragraph and, like, meditate about it. And then
of course you are. Of course you are.
And then, like, rub out a frog's woody.
Yeah, I mean, it's either that or jazz techniques for the modern drummer, you know.
Jesus.
It's a great one.
Hey, so, Matt, let's keep you talking here for a second. What's the first album you ever bought with your own money?
That I ever bought with my own money.
And all the guys in this room all cock their head to the side.
Oh, man. Oh, geez. Probably like DC Talk. Something shitty out of the Christian 90s era.
Yeah. Even I thought that was gay.
Honey, keep your opinions to yourself. Not everybody's as cool as you.
Yeah, I quickly escaped that, at least.
Banjo Matt.
Yeah.
First album you ever bought?
I think it was Meteora by Linkin Park.
Dang
it was a bad one.
Yeah, that, that's about one of the. That's almost as embarrassing as some of mine. Lars, first album. Be truthful.
Division Bell by Pink Floyd sounds
it's fairly
cool.
Legitimate rock and roll.
It's better
pretty
than
cool.
The other two.
Prog rock and roll.
Hey, his mom was a hippie. Okay,
yeah. Thank God.
And John.
I think
Johnny?
I'm trying to. I like owned albums before, but the first one I think I bought was
Sesame Street Live.
Yeah, dude, Grover.
That's
just
a
really
great album.
Down,
fuck you.
No, I think American Idiot actually. Like the.
Oh wow, right.
Show
on.
That's, yeah,
Green Day.
Yeah, the Green Day. Because I there's that was around the time when God of War came out, and there was like a challenge I had to do on it, and I remember getting it and I looped it like literally 12 times, whole album all the way through 12 times, just beating this one fucking level on God of War. So that's how I was like, man, really glad I bought this.
Lars takes the round.
Cool.
Yeah,
thanks, cool.
I feel like the winner now.
Hey, John, when you are going to the bathroom to use the toilet in the sitting down fashion, is the door open or closed?
God damn it. Closed. Fuck.
Yeah, Fortress of Solitude?
Yeah, I'm a door locker. My roommates aren't, and it sucks.
Lars?
Standing up, unless I have to, like, take a shit, then I just, you know,
yeah, no,
I just sit down and
the
just let it all flow.
In the sitting down fashion.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, and then I definitely keep the door, like, you know, depends on how drunk I am, though. Sometimes I won't just give a fuck, and I'll leave it open.
That's an acceptable
And then that's
answer,
when you
want to,
like, you know, sneak a peek or something.
That's an honest answer.
For those of you out there that...
Matt?
Are into that.
Door closed every time.
Door closed every time. All right. And drummer Matt, I assume you just shit on the floor.
Every chance I get. When I'm in a bathroom, you know, I'm a door closed guy.
Door closed, okay. Yeah. Fairly unanimous. Door closed. Good bunch of private boys. You don't masturbate together, do you? They're all shaking their heads.
Depends on if there's a full moon.
What do you mean? What do you define as masturbate?
What do you mean by is? Matt in the drumming position. In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Ooh.
All of history?
All of history. Real people, no fictional characters. Does not have to be famous either.
So many people. I would say Julius Caesar.
Et tu, Brute?
Yeah,
eh?
Yeah, fuck imperialism.
You'd be one of the stabbers on that on the Ides of March there?
Yeah, fuck imperialism.
Okay. I think that's the first time we've ever had Caesar.
Good answer.
That question.
It doesn't dick around with low ranking types. Banjo Matt.
Buddha.
Whoa.
Well, skinny Buddha or fat Buddha?
Doesn't matter.
Kick your ass.
Well, no, but if you meet him on the road, you're supposed to kill him, right?
Yeah. I said no. Fist fight, not murder. Well,
I take fist fights very seriously.
Wow.
Dude, you've never seen Matt
hey,
fight.
Hey, would you like this ice cream? Not the whole gallon. Just
but,
a cone.
But if you fight that guy that you met on the road, that isn't the Buddha. So, I mean.
So what if I find the Buddha in myself?
Because if you find him, he says
myself?
He's the Buddha, kill him because he's not the Buddha. Because if he says he's the Buddha.
Right.
But if
right.
you meet the Buddha, he doesn't say nothing. You're not even going to know.
He's got to fight
right.
everyone.
The guy
on the
road is not actually Buddha. That's why right. you're killing him for being an infidel.
Right. Exactly. But, I mean, I don't know if I can even find Buddha or if I... I mean, I could probably find someone who claims to
for
be eventually.
The Okay, for the purposes of this quiz, you want to fight Siddhartha.
Yes, Siddhartha Gautama.
Okay. All right. The ancient Indian prince. Excellent. He actually was known to be a bit of a fighter, so it'd be a good match. Lars, who would you pick a fight with? You've had a lot of time to think about this.
There are a couple of people in my mind. Maybe Gandhi.
God.
That'd be very interesting.
Good night. Going after the pacifist.
Yeah.
And Johan.
See, I suck at these answers. Can I do a two, not like a full two-part, but can I give the runner-up really quick? It'll be quick.
Yeah, go.
All right.
It's going to take points away from your final answer.
Fuck it. All right. You know what? I think literally if I could pick anyone out of history, and I don't know if this will be weird one day to say. I don't know if you guys see Whiplash?
Like, yeah.
The fucking kid who's the drummer in Whiplash, I fucking hate that guy.
Like that actor?
That actor, yeah. I just fight that actor.
Not the character, but the
no,
actor.
No, the actor who plays
yeah,
him.
Yeah, okay.
I just, something about that guy's face, I just kind of hate his face. And,
that's an answer. That, you know what? Full marks. Full marks there. That's an excellent answer. Jonathan, how often do you masturbate?
Whoa.
Recently, like...
What's your regular? What's your rhythm? What's your frequency, Kenneth?
It depends on what I'm trying to do, but I'll say like a good like
jack off
5 days. Well, no, it's like, you know, that's fair. If it's like a late night songwriting session, I need to stay focused. It's like it's go time. But we'll say like 6 times a week. I think that's fair.
Okay. All right.
Plus or minus 2.
Just shy 0.9 times a day, kind of thing. All right.
It's not
Lars.
Done it twice since I
got
here.
Not freaky. Who just said that?
That was me.
Oh, okay.
Like I don't know. It, you know, it ranges.
He's jerking off right now.
Right now,
just so you guys know.
If I'm gonna be honest, probably like 30 times a day. You know, you know, until it goes raw. You know, like.
Do you complete
penis salt? Do you keep a beat off journal?
The spirit's
penis
willing, but the flesh
today.
Is spongy and bruised.
Rubbed one out, thinking of mom.
I don't think I have enough juice to do something like that, dude. 30 times.
So
Jeez.
Is that your answer you're going with here?
No, all right. Yeah.
You should call
yeah.
it Guinness.
We'll go with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Matt, Banjo Matt.
About once a day, give or take.
Once a day. And Matt, the drummer.
Yeah, I'm like probably once every 2-3 weeks.
Wow,
two,
a
weeks.
Monk.
Pleasure delay.
Are you with somebody who services your daily needs?
Sometimes.
Ah. Yeah.
That'll cut it
man.
Down.
Good man.
Cut it
we're
down,
gonna stick with you.
It.
So when you do that every couple weeks and you're logging into the internet porn site of your choice, what are your favorite keywords that you like to search for inspiration?
For example,
you know, Latinas, Asians, black chicks.
Okay, that's enough.
Shaved.
No, really,
big
stop.
Bush,
that is enough.
Threesome. BBW.
That's
MMF,
enough. Riku.
Big and busty. Milk.
I am
Gil,
not
Gil.
Letting you on Google again.
Are we like
Little
on a
waffle,
list for listening to this?
Cream pie.
All right, Matt. Was anything in the menu, or anything of your own choosing?
Bitch.
Wait, which Matt?
Honey.
You, Matt.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Not me.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Bad Matt.
Matt. Yeah, there's a couple there.
Well, wait,
no, you can pick your own.
What are your favorites?
Yeah. What are your go-to examples?
I like big asses. So, you know, you can.
You cannot lie about that. I've heard.
You get some points for big asses, dude.
Yeah, I'm all about that. I'm all about that. A little hefty. That's a good thing.
Did I hear pegging?
Somebody just shouted pegging, yes.
Pegging is fine, yeah. I'm all. We can get out the whips and chains and hooks and have a grand old time.
Banjo Matt.
Woodlands amateur.
Elvish.
Cosplay.
Yeah, cosplay porn. Yeah, just every time. LARP porn, you know. No, it's... I don't know. I like... I guess I like solo stuff. I like...
Webcam?
Yeah.
Like the dude's giving you a show?
Savage. Oh, Nick for the slick burn.
But yeah.
All right, solo. All right. Lars, what's your flavor?
Do you want to go with the really weird shit, or I could tone it down?
No, go really
no,
weird.
No,
yeah, we're trying to win the quiz.
You want the points.
Yeah. You
want
to win
want the
quiz,
points.
Man.
Yeah. Get crazy.
Okay, all extreme insertions and blood fetish.
Whoa.
Wow. What the fuck are you talking about?
Now, is that like you got 5 minutes and then maybe a shower before you have to go to work, like inspiration, or is that taking your time with it?
That's like, you know.
That's taking your time with it.
Yeah,
like you're sitting in bed
and you're just like, I'm going to get weird, man. Yeah.
Wow.
And
that's totally disgusting.
I need a cigarette here.
That shit's for commies.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I know Lars a lot better now, so I might as well. No. Honestly, if I'm real, my kink is like kind of the BDSM route, if I'm gonna be honest. Kind of like the little
rough stuff.
Yeah, little slappy.
The gaggy.
Little slappy. You know, it has
the
to
gobble
be,
gobble.
It has to be like it's not like if it feels weird, it's like oh no, definitely everyone's having fun during this, and that's like essential. But if that's
I mean you're on the internet. We've all run across those. Ooh, that person looks uncomfortable and drugged. and I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
tell all of us.
Well,
what are you going to do? Tell the teacher on the internet that it's so you just move on and
No, sure.
Call the internet police. Right?
Yeah, like we all like rape porn, but I don't want it to be too realistic.
Exactly.
having the real conversations.
Damn.
Damn.
All right, next question. Also, may I have a namaste, Rick? I feel really dirty.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Nick's a little prudish and squeamish when it comes to all that. Jonathan, your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a deserted island. Who do you cannibalize first?
Oh. Sorry, dude. Probably my brother, though.
All right. Lars.
I guess my mother, since I don't have a lover right now or a brother, so...
You can pick substitutes in your life, but okay, we'll go with mom. Good choice. Good boy. Good son.
Yeah, mother.
Mother,
no questions here.
and Matt Bad.
I'm going to go with brother, because I don't have one.
Best friend.
Damn.
Fuck you.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna eat Lars. That's chill.
Fucking A. You know what? He might be a little tough, but I bet he's got a good meat on those short little bones.
Yeah, he's all
right. Let's see. Where would you haunt, Matt?
Where would I haunt?
Upon your death, where would you haunt?
Downtown Hollywood.
Nice.
Good, fun answer. Banjo Matt.
Woodlands.
Webcam sites. A Baskin Robbins or like some dessert shop like that, you know?
A dessert
shop?
Well,
yeah, because no one expects a ghost there.
I like it.
Oh, that's
good. You'll never be discovered. They'll just be like, "Oh shit! Well, I don't know. That door opened, but I'm eating ice cream right now. Like, I'm cool. Like, it's dollar scoop day. Fuck that."
Did it get colder in here? Well, the ice cream shop.
Lars, where are you gonna haunt?
Exactly.
Oh my god, you're so into fucking decisive. You lose points.
Oh, now I'm just going to wait for even longer. You want to play this game, bro?
Every fucking question, man. You've had like two people to think about it. Like,
there's just so many people, though. There's so many places, you know? Like,
yeah. You want to get it right.
There's a whole fucking planet.
Or, I'm getting scored for this, man. I want to make sure it's the right answer.
That's right.
You know? Yeah, you're really making it seem like all of this matters, Rory.
It does. It really, really does. They can see up here how I'm assiduously writing down the scores every time you guys answer.
Assiduously, Mac.
Yes. Very assiduously.
For every sweetie.
Okay, all right, so I would probably...
And I did, I'm proud of myself for working that in quite naturally. Yeah.
Wonderful
you.
Job, Rory.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right, back to the quiz. Lars!
That island that Matt's going to eat me on, you know?
Last question.
That's a good one. Bring it back.
Good answer. Let's go good back answer. There. Good callback. And John?
I would haunt some, like, really difficult to get to, like, underwater cave or, like, just some... part where like having a physical body would be difficult to get to, and then if anybody gets there
where they least expect
right they're gonna really freak their shit. They're gonna be like, god damn, like this cave is already fucking scary and I could swear that rock's levitating or some shit, and like subby it's my spot.
If you were being led to a gas chamber, Jonathan, if you're being led to a gas chamber by a comedian wearing a clown suit, which comedian would you like that clown to be?
A Lucy K.
Okay. Wow, no hesitation.
Yeah, no, I see one that
Bill
one.
Hicks.
Bill Hicks!
Yeah. Yeah. Popular answer.
Barry Crimmins.
Barry Crimm, not familiar.
Barry.
But, okay.
I mean, I could explain it. I thought you were just moving on.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Matt.
George Carlin.
And the George Carlin. Also quite right up there with Bill Hicks in popularity.
I mean, I was going to say Bill Hicks. But Lars is an asshole.
All right, we are going to jump over to the next portion of the show, of the quiz, excuse me. Rapid fire questions. Are you ready to play? We're going to start with John every time in this round. So, Richard Simmons or Rip Taylor?
Rip Taylor. Just say it. What?
Rip Taylor.
Wow, yeah. Jonathan's voice changed.
Rip Taylor.
Lars. Rapid fire, fast.
Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
Okay, Rip Taylor all around. Gene Simmons or Richard Simmons? John.
Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
Yeah, I'm going with Richie.
Okay. Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Beat up. Beat up.
Okay.
Beat up.
Puke or diarrhea?
Diarrhea, fuck.
Puke.
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 AIDS or cancer?
AIDS. Yeah, AIDS. Totally AIDS.
What kind of cancer?
Cancer fucking question.
Dude, AIDS is like cured.
Cancer.
Cancer.
What?
Coldplay or Nickelback?
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Ooh, split down the middle.
Split. All right, Coldplay or a cold sore?
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Cold sore.
Cold Both play. Of the Matt.
Just no respect for the rules.
Oh, okay, just the drummer goes with the cold sore. Probably because he already has one. Nick?
Nickelback or herpes?
Herpes.
Herpes.
Nickelback.
I mean, in reality, Nickelback, but fuck Nickelback.
Okay, Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
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 Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
The Mats are a bit of a solidarity here. Yeah. A lot of questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Weed or wine? And beer. Beer, wine.
Oh, it was wine, I think, actually.
Both.
Nice.
Beer, wine.
Yeah, either beer or wine.
Yeah, beer or wine.
Right.
Yeah. That's his answer.
Okay.
And drummer?
Weed.
All right, solid.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I'd have red hair. That's cool. I'm down with that. Or be gay. I don't know. That seems mean. I don't know.
Gay or ginger?
Pick one.
Just ginger. Sorry. Okay.
Fucking homophobe. Lars? Also ginger?
No.
So you're gay. Oh, let him go gay, Rory. If he wants to go gay, let him go gay.
Fucking faggot.
Whoa.
Matt. Gay. And Matt.
Gay.
A couple of... Red
Sorry.
Redhead and the Faggots.
Change your name now.
New band name
for sure. That's your new band name.
Hell yeah.
The Sick and Times, folks. Door or not?
Oh.
What?
Rico's got a question.
Sick and Times, door or not?
What the fuck did she just say?
Door knot.
Circumcised or not?
Circumcised.
Are you circumcised or not?
It almost sounds like
he has a stuffy nose.
It sounds like he's saying circumscribed or not.
Circumscribed or not.
Circumscribe that donut with your mouth.
I am cut. I am of the blade. I'm circumcised.
Donut.
Of the blade. Donut. You
of Yahweh's tribe.
Circumcised.
And Matt, drummer Matt.
Circumcision all the way, sir, right here.
Alrighty. Alrighty there.
Certainly circumshash.
Nick left the room. Imagine a world where you can only pick one. Beatles or Star Wars?
The other one won't have existed.
Star Wars. Oh, no. Wait, the other, so I pick the one and that one stays?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Star Wars.
Wow. Yep. Beatles.
Beatles.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Star Wars.
Yeah. Fuck those overrated limey assholes. Oh, wait, that's just my own.
Don't let Michelle hear you say that.
I've said it to her face.
Oh, God.
All right, that's the end of the quiz because I'm lost without Nick on the rapid fire, frankly. All right, so I'm tabulating the scores here. And coming out, an amazing raise here. Matt Bad downstairs, he had an amazing comeback there in the rapid fire round. He perked up towards the end of the race, but it was not enough to make up his deficit to the other three guys who were way out and ahead. And unfortunately, you guys didn't win, but Lars came out just ahead of Jonathan by a mere 23 points.
It was an exciting race.
Hooray!
Hey, man, I hope we can still be friends after
it's
this.
It's the sexy hand
I'm
tattoos.
I only hang out with winners.
It's the sexy hand tattoos that'll get him ahead in life that really helps him win things like quizzes and
yeah,
job
it gets me ahead
applications.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Get you a hand sometimes.
He's the only one who has a job right now. So
that is true. He is the only one with a job.
Nice. Unemployed musician.
If anybody else needs a job, see me after the show.
He's got lots.
Is it a hand job?
Ah!
Oh!
Dandy hand.
Or a rim job?
Going down.
Oh, there's that. Honey, go to bed. It's after your bedtime now.
Did someone fart?
Let's have another song.
This is Goddess of Fire. Thank you.
Weird and dark.
You want to do another one?
Yeah.
Do another one right now.
All right.
But don't pick it up. Keep that mood for another 20 minutes.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
I
got sick.
Whew. Dim gods?
Yeah. This one's Mad Gods. Or Mad God.
This kind of hesitation I've been dealing with is hard. It's dealing and it's pouring, so I'm putting my feelings back in another chorus, man. So you wanna play a song? It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8. So you wanna play a song? It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8.
My soundboard has died. The dings are gone for the time.
Oh.
Yeah, Rory's phone from 1992 finally gave out.
Nice.
2002, thank you very much.
The brick is dead.
It was a smartish phone. The future is now is dead. At any rate, so remind me again, we can all go catch you live on the 16th?
16th.
Where at?
Studio on 4th.
Studio on 4th. A fine, fine club with a lovely
Where else
stage.
Are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
Outback.
Outback.
Outback. The Outback.
Get over uh-huh.
The Outback. Uh-huh. Just in general.
Whatever.
Okay.
Like the steakhouse?
And then beyond that, you guys are looking forward to playing a bunch of shows this summer. You're going to be up in Virginia City as well?
Yeah. Yes, we are. We're going to be up in Virginia City on the 23rd.
Excellent.
And then on the 24th, we'll be at Earth Day at 1 o'clock.
Check them out on their Facebook page, Herd of Elephants?
Thank you.
Is that part of the Facebook page, too? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, you can use a question mark in your name?
Surprisingly,
as a group or not a person?
I think the URL for it is facebook.com/HOE.
Ho. Yeah, we're also known as Ho. Yeah.
Oh, Ho. Ho, ho,
ho.
Ho! Have a ho. There's a ho. Merry
ho?
Christmas.
Ho?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But like I was saying earlier, you can always catch me at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor every Monday night at the open mic there. Nick is also coming up here as one of the hosts in the next week or two. Mary Anarchy is just a few weeks out, so please, please, please make sure you come down to support our good friend, Mr. Kula Dunn. Tragically, as a pedestrian hit by a car last year, in a walker now. He's going to be joining us for the festivities, but he's got a lot of rehab, a lot of physical therapy, and a lot of bills ahead of him. So let's try to contribute a little bit of cash so he can still buy booze and cigarettes.
So important, man. You got to have those covered.
Totally, man. I don't know what else I got for you. Rick, do you have anything exciting we should be talking about? Am I leaving anything out?
Nope.
Well, awesome.
Nope, nothing is happening
this
weekend.
How much time do we
I hear
got,
the
though?
Whole city
do
shutting
have, like,
down.
Are we like getting out? Because I have a quick, not even a quick story, but just my story with the band, because that's kind of new.
You went, okay.
Yeah, well, mostly because I'm not entirely embarrassed, but I'm like, I got to be tighter just in the future. It's my own like.
You're embarrassed to be playing with a bunch of white boys. That's real soulful, good music.
Yeah, man. White people. No, I'm half white, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I was filling out a police report the other day for this thing that got stolen, and they ask you your race when you're filing the report.
Yep.
And I was like, fuck this. I'm putting white. Like, I'm not putting black and having my goddamn police report.
Nobody care about it?
Yeah, bottom of the pile just because.
Yeah.
There but wasn't a box plot mixed?
I thought there would be.
That's for statistics, so they can know more about black on black, and white on black crimes.
Well, I'm just as much white as I am black.
Do you hate yourself?
Nah.
You know, Rick is part Italian and Irish, and he has a deep-seated rage against himself.
Yeah, it's awful.
Some major cognitive dissonance. No, but I was going to just say really quick, I've only been playing with these guys for like a month now, so it's kind of cool for me to be part of this whole thing, and I'm trying to keep up. I'm getting there.
So correct me if I'm wrong, when this show was booked, he was not part of the group.
It's true. No, he wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, we had Chris, and we had to wing it. We almost canceled on you, but then we decided to pull it together.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
I didn't know that. You guys are doing. You guys are fucking great.
You're just
for
playing
that
all this on the fly and shit.
No, more or less. No, it's really. So I'm like I said.
We practice a lot.
Digress. Yeah, a little bit. But I caught these guys playing. Shit. When was the Potentialist Festival thing?
I was back at the beginning of March.
March 4th, 5th? Like, so early March.
Was it one of the Mac shows?
It was the Cool Tapes thing. Cool Tapes.
They're our guests next week.
Yeah, no, they're great. Yeah. But they did, like, this three-day festival thing, and these guys were playing on Saturday, like, kind of a really prime slot. It was, like, 7 or 8 or something like that. So everyone, like, was just in and enough, but, like, no one was tired yet. We had played – actually, I played with Backcountry, too. I played with another band in town.
Yeah.
I played guitar with those guys. And we had played, like, a, you know, kind of little, you know, punk ditty show. It was a good time. Like, surprisingly fun. Like, it's always – I love playing with those guys. Punk ditty. Punk ditty, da-da-da-do. And, and then so then I was outside, and I was, like, hanging with some people. And they're like, all right, next band's going to start, Herd of Elephants. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I haven't heard of these guys. Like, this will be cool. You know, or I don't know who these guys are. And then, like, they start playing, but, like, it's so on point, and this is a little circle jerky, but it's
Stop
a circle
it.
Jerk. But it's so on point that it's, like, I seriously thought, I was like, oh, why are they playing, like, records over the speaker? I thought they were supposed to start the next band. And I went inside, and I was like, what the fuck? They're playing? These are people right now? And then, like, they just played the rest of the set and just killed it. Like, absolutely killed the shit.
No, I was ready to bite somebody's head off that whole fucking...
Yeah,
like
there was a sound engineer kind of really fucked with us.
Show, but no need to name names.
No, sure. But I was trying to set up some stuff before that, and it was all anyways, I feel you with that. But
we're glad to have you, Johnny.
Yeah, no, and it's been great. It's like these guys easily like give a shit so much, and that's it. Like for me personally, like as a player around town, like that's kind of the hardest thing when it comes to like trying to do serious projects with people is that everyone's just like, oh, this is cool, but we don't want to. You know, practice or like put in the hours or like work to be tight. And so, I mean, like, I'm trying to do my Kegel exercises and catch up to their guys.
And hey, your buns are looking fine.
Clench. And flex. And release.
No, but anyways, it's cool. And I'm excited and we're, you know, playing a lot.
So you were cool making out a police report. Now you're in a band. I'm not putting this all together.
Oh. Those were unrelated stories.
Oh,
Rick.
Okay.
It's just the white thing. I did if anyone wants to, you know, donate money to us, I did get my amp stolen like 2 days ago.
What like the fuck?
Yeah.
Hey, better sucks. Set up a GoFundMe.
They broke into his car right in front of his motherfucking house.
Literally, like I just had a bust.
You left your
window.
Amp in your car?
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah. Right.
It's all blame me for. No, I can't even say shit. It's totally my fault.
Like, you leave an expensive guitar in the back seat with no case.
Dude, crackheads are like fuck, maybe there'll be something valuable in this car. I better break in.
It's like fuck. Let's go. Like, oh no.
There might be a screwdriver I could find. In that car to break into the next car with.
A pawn shop will just take that.
No, I know. It's lost in the wind. I had a Cool Tapes sticker and everything. But anyways, if you want to give us money for that, I'm not like anyone listening to this.
Give us money.
Come see a show and pay a fucking cover. How's that
there you
sound?
Go. Yeah, let us provide you with the service.
Yeah, the one at Studio on 4th has a free beer with the cover.
Hey. Check that out. Studio on 4th, always a good drunk. That they're kind of heavy on the drinks if they like the look of you. Yeah, it's a good bar. Well, all right. Other than that, I do need to get going. It is about that open mic time. I'm like Mr. Rogers and shit. I'm taking off my cardigan and putting on my coat. Fort Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, all the interns and the band, Herd of Elephants, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd telling you life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
So take me down. And as the water pulls me under, I will drown. And when I'm thinking I'm so lost, I'll find I'm found. But the waves that pull me under, underground. And I'm a sinker.
Come up and see the inside of your bedroom.
Backwater Studios.
Dirty thoughts about dirty men bring on dirty dreams, and you're a dirty girl.
I know.